Microsoft is hosting a big media event in New York tomorrow. What's up? This is the huge producer and marketer of computer software. Remember, decades ago, you'd buy programs on disks, lots of disks. And now Microsoft's stock is soaring, beating previous records set during the height of the dot-com bubble in 1999. So let's check in with our weekly guide to the world of tech, Recode. Ina Fried is senior editor of mobile at Recode. She joins us from San Francisco. Hi, Ina.
Hi, Robin.
And this isn't the Microsoft that once controlled the market with the Windows operating system and with Office. You know, it was said to miss smartphones at a certain time and internet searches at another time, but it is now huge. So what is Microsoft doing?
So they are doing a few things right after doing several things wrong. One thing they haven't been late to is the cloud, this big generation of storage and computing power that lives in one central place and we all tap into. That's been a big improvement for them that a lot of people thought they wouldn't be able to expand Windows and Office into the cloud era, and they're actually leading there.
Yeah, well, and how much credit goes to Satya Nadella, who's been the CEO since 2014?
So some of this was in the works clearly before he got there. I think Satya has been very clear, though, about trying to cut Microsoft's losses in some of the areas where it had struggled. So a big part of their earlier strategy was trying to win in phones, even though they were losing. So they were continuing to build an operating system and spend a fortune. They bought Nokia's phone business to try and get back in that game. That wasn't working. What Satya did is say, look, we're not winning right now. Let's redouble our efforts and try and lead in the next generation of hardware. But let's also bring our important software, Office, et cetera, to the devices people are using, like Android and iPhone. So now you can get Office on iPhone and Android, as well as dozens of other Microsoft programs.
It had a wearable device, you know, like a Fitbit. That didn't go that well. The Xbox was a monster. Where's Xbox now?
So it's in its third generation, and it's doing pretty well. The Xbox One is what the current one is called, and this was an area people thought Microsoft wouldn't be able to do well, and they've actually done quite well, right up there with Sony in terms of units and revenue and all those good metrics, but really having positioned it, you know, that is the device in a lot of people's living room, and the Xbox has landed a secure place there.
Oh, and the Xbox is something you might have to take away Monday through Friday, but that's another matter with young people. Surface tablets have done pretty well for Microsoft, so you're thinking of how much the company is going to build on that and go with more devices.
So this event Wednesday, we'll probably see some new hardware, maybe the rumors say an all-in-one PC. So Microsoft's done a laptop, they've done a tablet with Surface, and now there's rumors they'll have an all-in-one computer for those that still like a desktop-size monitor. I think that hardware is important to Microsoft. It's clear that there are things where they want to be able to control everything. I think everyone's doing that. Google's doing it. It's the Apple model. I think the most interesting hardware thing they're working on is something called HoloLens, which they've shown a bunch. It's not really shipping to consumers, but this is an augmented reality headset that lets you sort of see your entire computing world and the rest of the world at once.
Wait, flesh that out. Wait, so you're wearing the headset. Has it got like goggles on it or something?
It is. It's a big pair of goggles with a computer inside, basically. And instead of a, you know, an Oculus or one of these virtual reality where your view is totally obscured, this is one where it's augmented reality. So you can see what's in front of you, but you can also have these huge screens. And basically, you can have computer screens, you can have Netflix. And I think this could be the future of computing. And again, Satya Nadella says, we missed mobile, we can't miss what's next. And this is a big bet by Microsoft. Facebook's making this bet with Oculus. Apple hasn't shared its plans, but rumored to be working on stuff in augmented reality. I think people are looking at what's next, and that a big bet is, will it be augmented reality? Will it be totally virtual or some combination?
And just a minute, we have Microsoft is closing a deal on the purchase of LinkedIn. How beneficial is that going to be for Microsoft?
So this is a really expensive bet that having a social network in business could really help them. And don't forget, social networks have been hugely valuable on the consumer side. LinkedIn has quietly become really the only major work social network. And so this data, this community, this information could be really useful to a company that increasingly gets most of its money and profits from the business world. And I think Microsoft is trying to position itself as the center of your business world.
Yeah, it's amazing. You know, every company has to have its fingers in so many pots. Ina Fried, senior editor of mobile at Recode. Ina, thanks so much.
Thanks, Robin.